We're going to be shifting our focus abroad in a minute or two, but you guys are a little bit slow this afternoon in terms of the Cape Town Classic. I thought I'd give you a little bit of snippet into exactly what we want you to and sort of identify and what you want us to send to us in terms of the Cape Town Classic. Now, the Cape Town Classic basically could be a place. It could be like the castle, for instance. It could be a person. Or it could be the following, which is a Nasheed group, a very, very popular Nasheed group in Cape Town, because you'll hear from the audience response that this was a full house where this recording took place. If you can identify the following Nasheed group, give us a call or send us a WhatsApp message to 0829-913-913. That's the very famous Nasheed group, and if you can identify that group, send us a WhatsApp message to 0829-913-913, and I'll give you bragging rights for the afternoon.
Spice Maker's newly packaged spices, categorized by spicy orange, exotic red, natural green, and magical purple. Use our blends and seasonings, masalas, herbs, or pure ground and whole spices to create yet another unforgettable taste experience. Choose your color, choose your number. We have your taste. So come on, do it the Spice Maker way, the cook easy way.
Ramadan is a time of reflection and caring. As we support our families, Mama Money stands with our local communities. For years, Mama Money has helped families send affordable money transfers across the world. And this Ramadan, when you send your zakah, you're not only supporting your loved ones, you're standing with those in need. Through acts of giving, Mama Money is helping to make a real difference. Mama Money, Mama makes it happen.
Western Cape, it's time to upgrade your drive. Cherries on fire at Cherry Kells River and Cherry Stellenbosch. Get into the bold Cherry Tiggo 4 Pro from just 269,900. Love Premium, the turbocharged Cherry Tiggo 7 Pro and the spacious Cherry Tiggo 8 Pro are packed with luxury and tech. More features, more value, more SUV for your money. Visit Cherry Kells River or Cherry Stellenbosch today. WhatsApp 0600-202-912 now. Group 1 Auto, your number one auto group.
You won't see the eyes we look into, or the faces waiting for help, or the moment hope quietly returns. Because real change isn't loud. It doesn't wait for applause. It happens every day, even when you aren't watching. While the world continues, our teams keep moving, quietly, consistently, sincerely. In Palestine, South Africa, Syria, and beyond, we show up where help is needed most. You may never witness every life changed, but your generosity works in silence, changing lives. Be the change. Donate today. Penny Appeal South Africa. Real impact, saving lives, every single day.
Donate now. Visit www.pennyappeal.co.za or call 031-110-573.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. Buckle up and get ready for a journey of the mind. This is PM Drive.
Well, send your WhatsApps to 0829-913-913 if you are aware of exactly who that Nasheed group is. Very popular Nasheed group right here in Cape Town. Now, the senior military spokesperson for Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, Ibrahim Zulfakhari, you must have seen this on television. It's been on most of the news feeds all along during the course of the day. Responded to Donald Trump's false claims on negotiations or talks with Iran, stating that talks are going well. So yesterday we actually brought you that particular coverage in terms of Donald Trump's false claims on negotiations going smooth with Iran. And today we're looking at Iran's response. And as I've given you the key pointers, I'm going to give you those pointers right now on Iran's response to Trump. And in that particular video, refuting Trump's claims in this video, he noted the following to Trump's words in the words of the spokesperson. And Ibrahim Zulfahari said, "Do not call your defeat an agreement. The era of your promises is over. And that the world sees through you that every freedom-seeking person will not be fooled by your propaganda." And following in this particular video, he further challenges Trump, sarcastically remarking, "Has the level of your internal conflicts reached the point where you are negotiating with yourselves?" And he promises that the United States and his allies will not see the benefits of oil, or of its oil, of Iran's oil, through the Strait of Hormuz. This afternoon, we are joined by an analyst, Media Review Networks, Ahmed Jazbey, and we'll unpack this particular story for you. Ahmed, a very good afternoon, and assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Voice of the Cape.
Walaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Iran is not holding back on this particular matter. So what are your thoughts based on their latest video from their military responding to Trump? Because we have heard in the meantime, late development this afternoon, that the United States has delivered a 15-point proposal to Iran to effect a ceasefire and to end all of this.
Yeah, you know, the situation is changing by the minute, literally. I just, you know, on my phone, just had a look at on Iran's reply. They did confirm that they'd received it, and but they call it maximalist and wholly unreasonable, you know, in light of what's going on here. So it's very clear from this, and the undertones are that it is IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, that is in control right now, as opposed to the political leadership of, Pezeshkian, the president of Iran. That issue must be taken into consideration. And IRGC are, for lack of a better word, the hardliners, you know, militarily. And they're obviously trying to push for a lot of concessions from the Americans and Israelis, where they know in many ways they have the Israelis and Americans, they have their backs against the wall. They understand that what Trump cares about more is the market. And he's getting a lot of pressure from investors and so on in the U.S. Talking about, you know, the Strait of Hormuz are wholly closed to American and Israeli-aligned, vessels and so on, which is causing a lot of people to lose, a lot of important people to lose a lot of money. So Iran knows that they have the Americans, have their backs to the wall, the Americans have their backs to the wall, and they're trying to now extract maximum concessions. Iran doesn't charge vessels to pass the Strait of Hormuz. And it's going to use the Strait of Hormuz as leverage to get as many concessions from the Americans as possible. And one of those concessions will be to ensure that there's no future attacks on the Americans and to allow their ballistic missile program to go on unhindered. They've given up, you know, the nuclear, program a long time ago. The nuclear weapons program, they never had one to begin with, but their nuclear program enriched uranium, they're willing to give that to be stored in a third country. So what we're seeing right now is Iran playing hardball, and justifiably so, where they want to ensure that they extract maximum amount of concession should, negotiation even begin, whether it's in Oman, whether it's in Pakistan, wherever it may be, they try to extract maximum concession.
Trump has obviously likened this entire situation to Biden, and many years ago he said that the only thing that Biden was going to do is start a war in Iran, which is exactly what he did. Do we know what this 15-point proposal of his looked like? Because when you look at the nuclear weapons, which is the reason that the President Donald Trump is actually giving the American people, he's feeding that to the American people to say, this is the reason why we're going into the war, that we don't want them to have any kind of nuclear But you know, if you go out there and you kill all the scientists, you're still not going to be able to stop any nuclear development, and whatever is buried way under the ground.
Yeah, you know what is in the 15-point plan exactly is unknown right now. But what we've been told and what is in the public domain is that, you know, it's pretty much the same things that were there beforehand. You know, in Iran's nuclear program, that Iran must not keep nuclear enriching uranium on its premises. It must not pursue a nuclear bomb and so on. Which is things that they have agreed even before June last year when, you know, when the first war was, when the 12-day war started. So those are the things that are there. It is unlikely to be anything new. It's obvious, you know, the way negotiations goes and where Donald Trump negotiated, he starts at an extreme. And, you know, eventually he comes down and a lot of times he ends up giving up more than what he initially could have got. So those are the things that are available in the public domain, but it'll be interesting to see what is Iran's reply to. Are they going to dignify this 15-point plan with a response, or tell Trump to, you know, buzz off and you know, come back with something more realistic? That part is unknown right now, but you know, it will be interesting to see the dynamics within Iran. Who is really in control? It is the political sphere. Political space, or is it the military IRGC? My hunch is, and from analysis, what has been going on so far is that the IRGC are firmly in control now. They're the ones calling the shots. And if I'm correct, we're going to see them just treat this initial contact with the disdain it probably deserves.
Ibrahim Zulfakhari.
The war is likely to be prolonged. For much longer.
Ibrahim Zulfakhari, in his video that was released, also reminded the United States that stability in the region does not lie in the hands of the United States and its allies, but rather with Iran. How do you see this playing out and going forward?
Yeah, you know, Iran has frequently spoken about stability, and that gives us an indication of how it's approaching the negotiation. It realizes that it holds immense power to the Americans, against the Americans. And, you know, the Strait of Hormuz is the choke point in shipping. It's clear that it's going to use this, and it's going to use this to leverage, you know, further concessions from the Americans. And that's likely going to prolong the war. If they cannot reach some sort of, compromise quite soon. And this is coming from, again, this goes back to the IRGC being firmly in control. They want to ensure that they use this. So geopolitically, what we're going to see is that the Gulf Arab countries, you know, the GCC countries, starting to put pressure on the Americans as well. Because what we understand is that their oil primarily goes through the Strait of Hormuz, and they are losing a lot of money. They're losing billions upon billions on a daily basis.
That is Ahmad Jazbey, of course, from the Media Review Network, giving us his perspective on Iran's response to what Donald Trump thought, or his thinking that it is negotiations that is happening. So, yeah, friendly talks doesn't necessarily mean that we are negotiating, because we need the basis of something that needs to be on the table in order to negotiate.